We continue our learning of the Nishmas Dovid ben Menachem Mishem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu we're in Chulin Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah is a little bit complicated. A little bit of an introduction would be helpful. We've spoken about Evrim and Achai. Evrim and Achai is where you have a limb that comes off of the body of an animal. We assume a full limb includes the bones, the flesh, the basar, and the gidim, and the sinews. That's severed from a live animal. A Jew's not allowed to eat it. We know a non-Jew's not allowed to eat it. It's one of the shevimus of the Bnei Noach. And it gives tumah, it's metame things like an avela, which is an avatam, a very high level of tumah, like the same level as a sheretz, and is able to therefore to give tumah to adam and kalim, a human being, and to kalim and to utensils. That is Evar Menachai. Then there's something called Basar Menachai. This is where there's no bones, no atzamos, no gidim, no sinews, just the basar itself from a chai that's severed from a live animal. That's also usher to Jews and to non-Jews as well. The difference is that there's no tumah. Evar Menachai is tameh, is metame like nevela. Basar Menachai is not metame like nevela. Where do we see this? So the Torah says, "V'chiyamus mina behema hanogea benivlasa yitma." If you have an animal that dies, so if you touch the nevela, you become tame. What does that mean? So of course it refers to an nevela, and we know the nevela is mitame because ayis. That's that when a mitame minagel b'vamasa. But this can teach us as well that not only v'chiyamus mina behema, this can be any part of the animal that has died. So that means if a part of the animal, a limb was removed from the animal, so then also yitzma, it also could give tumah, someone who picks it up or touches it. So it's this, but this is only regarding an aver min hachai, because an aver can't grow back. But basar, that's why it's considered dead, just like the animal. Just like the animal is dead, it's called nevela. So to when the limb is dead, it's called a nevela. So that's only every menachai, but basar menachai, flesh menachai, only without bones and sinews, not a full limb. So that is the animal is able to replace it with new basar. So that's why we don't consider that if flesh has been removed from a live animal, just the basar itself and not a full aver, we don't consider that dead. Since we don't consider that dead, that doesn't have the status of aver menachai, doesn't have the status of an avela, that it's mitame. So basar menachai can't be eaten by Jews and non-Jews. Difference is that it's not mitame like nevela. And then there's something called nipul. Whether misa osa nipul or misa doesn't make nipul. Nipul from the word nafal, to fall off. Here is we're going to be speaking about an aver hamiduldol, where you have a limb that is hanging off the animal. So this is a dangling limb. It's pretty much mostly detached. It's not certainly not going to heal at all. And if you have an aver hamiduldol, which we'll see, the dangling limb of an animal, there is no tumah as long as the animal's alive. Still attached, and therefore it's not considered an avela. If it goes detached, it's avim nalachai. So obviously that's tummy like an avela. But if it's avir hamiduldol, the animal's still alive. So then there's no tumah on that at all. It's still attached to the animal a little bit. Let's say the animal dies though. So we assume then misa osa nipul. What does that mean? Misa osa nipul. Death literally causes nipul falling off, which means that once the animal dies, we view this halachically like the limb had fallen, as if the limb had fallen off before it died. And therefore, what the animal dying makes this limb not just another limb of the animal. It makes this limb aver menachai, well, retroactively, and it's not considered therefore nevela. And the same would be true of not only an aver that's meduldol, but it's basar meduldol as well. If you have flesh that's dangling, just flesh, not the full aver. And so when the animal dies, it's considered as if it fell off before the animal died. That's what it means. Misa osa nipul applies to basar as well. And therefore, what status does it have? It doesn't have the status of nevela. It has the status of basar menachai. Now, what do we say about basar menachai? Different than aver menachai. Aver menachai is tummy like nevela. But basar menachai is tohor. It's not mitame, and therefore this basar, although it's part of this dead animal, does not have the status of nevela. Now, it's true when an animal dies, regular death is considered, we say, osa nipul, and we view as if that limb or that basar had fallen off prior to the animal dying. That's all when it comes to regular dying. But shchita ain shchita osa nipol. So if an animal slaughtered, that aver hamadulda or that basra hamadulda, the dangling limb of the dangling flesh, is not considered that it's separated from the animal while the animal was alive, and therefore it's not considered aver manachai. And since not aver manachai, there is no tumma. There's no tumma because you shechted it. It's not an avel. An avel is an animal dies without shechita. It's since the animal was shechted, and we say that ain shechita osen ipol. We don't view that as every manachai or basher manachai. So therefore, and it's not an avel either. So what about us? Can I eat it? So the answer is no. You can't eat it. That dangling limb, that every medulla, the basher hamedulla, even though it was attached to the animal and it was shechted, you're not allowed to eat it even though the animal was shechted. Why is that? So some claim it's actually mida oraisa, but you don't get to malchus for it. And others claim that this is only a din de rabbanan. So why should that be? So we could understand it's to protect us from eating actually evi menachai, and we could see how we could mix something like this up. So the Mishnah begins ha'aver v'habasar ha'medul dolin v'abehema. So you have an aver and basar that's meduldo. That's what we spoke about. So they're dangling. So the Mishnah here says mitamin tumas ochlin bimkoman. So here it was severed to the point where it's there. It's almost not attached at all, just a little bit attached, not going to heal at all. So we mentioned this as well, that this is not, there is no tumma of Evin Achai at this point. There's only, what happens, if the animal would die, then we would consider it retroactively Evir Menachai. Now remember, Evir Menachai is also Nevela, or is Tamei like Nevela. So we'll discuss the difference between Tumas Nevela and Evir Menachai. Basra Menachai, that makes a big difference. If the animal was Basra Meduldo, and the animal then died, so retroactively, we don't consider that piece Nevela now. Retroactively, since it was hanging, we say, well, it's Tahor, it's like Basra Menachai. So the Mishnah here is teaching us, though, that the Aver or the Basar, that are Meduldar, are Metamin, Tumas, Ochlin, Bimkoman. If a person, let's say, decides to give this Aver HaMeduldol or this Basar HaMeduldol to a non-Jew to eat, which he shouldn't be doing that, but nonetheless, because the non-Jew can't eat it either, but the fact that you had this Kavana to use it as food now makes it food for the even before it was torn off the animal. And therefore, having such Kavana, even though the animal is still alive and this is dangling, makes this Aver or Basar HaMeduldol susceptible to tuma. It's tame tumas ochlin even bimkomam. Even though it's dangling, it's still attached to the animal. Therefore, let's say a dead sheretz touched it, or other type of tuma touched it. So then it becomes tummy, and it can be metame other foods as well. Utzrichin hechsher, and it also requires hechsher. We spoke about this several times. And that is that in order for something to become tummy, it has to be a food. It has to become a fruit, a vegetable, food, whatever it may be. It has to be muksha the kabel tuma. One of the seven liquids need to be there in place to be machshir to prepare it. We spoke about mayim, yayin, shemen, chalav, dvash, and dam and tal. So this also needs a hechsher tuma, the basar, and that's the meduldol and the aver meduldol in order to become tame. Yes, it's true that we said that they're considered food when they're dangling like this, assuming you had intent to, let's say, use this as food to feed it to a non-Jew, but it needs to be muksha lakabal tumah in order to become tumah. Then the Mishnah says, what about nishchata habehema? So let's say no liquid came upon this aver hamadulda, the basra hamadulda that's dangling, and you shechted the animal. Huchshu, now remember what we said. Shchita, we said, ain shchita ose nipo. Right, which means that the shchita, that you may not be able to eat it, but we don't assume that this, the bus or the flesh or the aver was dangling, we don't assume that that is aver manachai, bus or manachai once the animal is shechted. If the animal died, we do, but not if the animal is shechted. So let's say the animal now was shechted, it wasn't mukshu the kabel tumah, so the Mishnah says, hukshuru b'damea. Nonetheless, it's considered food. The blood of the shchita itself is machshir, the basar or the limb that were dangling, now that the animal's dead, it's machshir to be mekabel tumah. So now if there's something, and we know the shchita, we know, it's not nevela, but the liquid itself the dam of the shchita itself, even if the blood didn't touch necessarily this particular aver, nonetheless, it's machshir this to become Tommy. So, once again, you have your Aver and Basra Hamadun that are dangling, and the animal still that we, and you plan on now feeding this to a non-Jew, even though it's still attached to the animal, it's a live animal, shouldn't be susceptible to tumah. It is. It's considered like food. But if you shech the animal, it needs to look so the kapotum, it needs one of the liquids in order to come in contact with it in order for something tame to be metame it. But if you shechted the animal, so then, and now you have this limb and this basar after the shechita, so you don't need any liquid to come in contact with it at all in order for it to become tame, because the shechita itself makes it muksha lekabel tuma, the blood of the shechita. Divrei Rabbi Meir, he says the dam that comes out during the shechita is machshir the whole animal to be mekabel tuma. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer luchshiru, he says no. We don't assume that the shechita and therefore the blood of the shechita is machshir the animal to become to make it susceptible for tuma, because Rabbi Shimon follows his shechita that the shechita, it's not the dam of the shechita. The shechita is machshir an animal for tuma, but not the blood of the shechita. So what's the difference between those two things? So Rabbi Shimon holds in general, what is it that makes the animal's meat susceptible to tuma? So he says shechita does, not the blood, but the shechita itself. So he says like this, since the shechita is effective in taking an animal out of the Isra of Eidim and Achai, take in general, what does shechita do? Well, an animal before, you can't eat any, when an animal's alive, you can't eat it because it's any pulling off any limb is Eiver Menachai. What does Shechita do? It removes it from Eiver Menachai. So Rabbi Shimon says, guess what? You know what the Shechita also does? Not only is it removed from Eiver Menachai, but it's also effective making the animal a food in terms of being susceptible to Tumah, and it doesn't need any liquid at all. But that's all if the Shechita is effective in doing so. But we know when it comes to the Eiver HaMeduldol or the Basra HaMeduldol, they don't become permissible when you shech the animal. We said the Shechita doesn't, Shechita may work for the rest of the animal, but not for the dangling limb. So since the dangling limb, the dangling Basra doesn't come mutter with the Shechita therefore doesn't make them susceptible to Tumah either. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Now, according to, what about the blood? So there is blood, though. What should be the problem? We know blood is one of the seven liquids that makes a food susceptible to tumah. So he says, no, it can't make the meat susceptible to tumah either, because the only blood that has the ability to make food susceptible to tumah is what we call dam chalalim. Pasuk says, V'dam chalalim yishteh, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perichov Gimel. So dam chalalim, the blood of someone who's been slain, what does that mean? That refers to the blood of an animal that was not shechted, that was killed in another way, what we call dam chalalim, or yeah, really killed it, stabbed it, or something like that. But shechit is not called dam chalalim. Therefore, dam chalalim yishteh. Oh, what's considered a mashke? What's considered shishir? What's considered a liquid? What blood is considered like dam chalalim? But a shechted animal is not considered dam chalalim. And others claim that, no, what Rabbi Shimon's saying is that the only dam chalalim is human blood, not animal blood. So the animal blood doesn't make it susceptible to tumah. So what makes the meat of the animal susceptible to tumah? The shechita itself. But that's only when the shechita makes that's only the meat of the animal, the part of the animal that becomes permissible with shechita. But the Eiver HaMeduldol, the one that's dangling, the Basar HaMeduldol, does not become permitted with shechita. Therefore, the shechita does not make it susceptible to tumah. And of course, the blood does not either, because it's not dam chalolim. Then the Mishnah says, what about Mesa HaBehema? And the animal dies. You didn't shech the animal. We spoke about shechting the animal. Huchshur b'damer, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon said, lo huchshuru. But the animal now died. So says the Mishnah, habasar tzarech hechshir. So we remind ourselves of our introduction. We said that although ein shechita ose nipol, misa ose nipol. What does that mean? If the animal just dies, it wasn't shechted, so that makes the dangling meat or the dangling limb, it makes it as if retroactively it fell off before the animal had died. Oh, so if that's the case, it becomes Eiver Menachai and Basar Menachai. So if Mesa HaBehema HaBasar, the meat, Tzarech Hechsher, that the flesh needs to be some liquid to make it susceptible to Tumah. Why? Because it's Basar Menachai. So Basar Menachai, we said, is not Nevela. Not Eiver Menachai, Basar Menachai. Just Basar Menachai, we said in the introduction, it doesn't have the status of Nevela, so it's not Tame. So, but this is food, so to make it susceptible to Tumah, it needs a liquid. Ha'Eiver, what about the Eiver that was Meduldol? That's mitame mishum eiver manachai. That becomes, that's eiver manachai, because remember, the animal died, so this dangling limb retroactively becomes eiver manachai, now that the animal's dead. And eiver manachai, we said, is tame like nevela, yet the Mishnah says, so you don't even mean susceptible to tame, it is tame, because it's an eiver manachai, and eiver manachai is tame like nevela. But the eino mitame mishum eiver nevela, but it's not mitame like eiver nevela. Now, eiver manachai and eiver nevela are both mitame like nevela. What's the difference between eiver manachai and an Aver from an Avela? So the difference is like this. If you, let's say you have an Aver min hachai, and you take a piece of flesh off the Aver min hachai, that's Tahor. That is going to be Tahor. Because what happens if you take a piece of meat off something that's alive? So that's also Tahor. So if that's true, then a Basar off an Aver min hachai is also going to be Tahor. But a piece of meat that you pull off from an Aver of Nevela is going to be Mitame, like Basar that's Parish ben Avela itself. So when we say that this Aver HaMeduldo, after the animal has died, has the status of Aver min hachai, which means it's Tame like Nevela, it's not exactly completely like Nevela. Because if you would remove a piece of meat from that Aver min hachai, that would not be considered Tame like Nevela. The Aver itself is Tame like Nevela, but the piece of meat off the Aver would not be, because that is an exception. A piece of the meat off an Aver of Nevela, real Nevela, would be Tame. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is all what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Shimon Mitaher. So what is Rabbi Shimon arguing on? So remember what Rabbi Meir had said. Rabbi Meir had said that when you have this Basar HaMeduldo, what happened? They had a piece of meat that was hanging, and then the animal just died. So Rabbi Meir says, okay, you know, that Basar, it's not Aver min hachai, it's not Tameh like Nevela, but it still needs to be susceptible, some liquid to make it susceptible to Tumah, and it's food, and therefore it'll become Tameh. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Even if you had a liquid medium there, it would not be Mekabel Tumah, the Basar HaMeduldel, after the animal died. Why? Because we said Misa Osa Nipal. We said once the animal dies, so retroactively, this is like Basar min hachai. Now, Basar min hachai, we said, is Tahor, but now you're telling me it's food. It's not food. Why is this food? It's not roi l'achila. Even an anju can't eat it because it's basar min hachai. So therefore, it doesn't have the status of food, and it's completely tahor. Even if there was a liquid there, no sheretz or anything would make it tame. Rabbi Shimon, by the way, therefore would argue with Rabbi Meir in the ratio also. What did this Mishnah begin with? It said an aver and a basar hamaduldul bebehema. So Rabbi Meir says, oh, in their place, while they're still attached, the mitame tumas ochlim. Rabbi Shimon said, absolutely not. Aver and Basar are completely Tahor. Why are they not food? Because they're not roi for anyone. They're not roi for a Jew or for a non-Jew. Perek Tes Mishnah Ches. So Aver HaBasar HaMeduldolim Ba'adam. Here you have an Aver HaBasar Meduldol that are somewhat separated from the body, still hanging on by a thread, but this is a human being. Tahorin. The halacha is that they are Tahor. You'll say, hold on, why they? After all, they can't, they're not going to go back and heal, so maybe I should consider like it's a piece of a mace, and a mace is Tumah Tumas mace. The answer is no. The Tumah does not, if it's still attached, person's still alive, they are Tahor, the Aver and the Basar that are dangling on a human being. Mesa Adam, if the person now dies, Misa Osanipul, what does that mean? Person now dies, now we view retroactively as if the Aver and the Basar had become detached from the person, the human being, before he died. And therefore, HaBasar, the meat, the flesh, is Tahor, because what's a halacha if a piece of flesh comes off a live person? So, Parish Menachai, it's Tahor, that's Tahor. Ha'ever, but the Aver that's Meduldol, is Mitami Mishum Aver Menachai. Ve'eno Mitami Mishum Aver Menameis. It's that, remember, it's a full Aver. And let's say that had been separated from the human being while he was still alive, that would have been Aver Menachai. And what's the halacha? There is Tumah when it comes to Aver Menachai. A full limb that's been detached from a live person is mitame b'magav amasa oel, touching it and carrying it, and even if you didn't touch it, and in oel being the same room, even though the person is still alive, this is a full limb that's considered dead. And therefore, the same thing would be true over here. Once the person dies, we view that when the limb is still attached, it's fine even though it's attached by a thread. Once the person dies, misa osanipo, we view this as if it fell off before the person died, and therefore, that is considered aver min hachai, and it's going to be tamei b'magva masa ohel. So what's the difference? After the person dies, it's also tamei tumas meis. Ah, ve'enu mitamei tumishim evir mena meis. Remember, we have the difference between the evir mena chai and the evir which we said was like nevela and evir from nevela. We say it's the same thing, not exactly. We said there's a difference between them. What if you remove basar from it? The same thing is true over here. The evir mena chai of a human being is different than evir mena meis, even though you're telling me they're both tamei. Both tamei mag. Well, yes, because when it comes to an Aver Menachai, which is what we're discussing here, because we say retroactively, it's as if it came up before the person died. If a kezias of flesh is removed from that Aver Menachai, it's Tahor. But an Aver, if you have an Aver from a mace, a kezias basa that separates from that, that is Tamei mace. So that is the difference between the two. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, who said that there's a difference between an Aver Menachai and an Aver Menames. Let's say, as we spoke about it, if a Kezayis Buster separates from it, if it's Aver Menachai, it's going to be Tor, Aver Menames is going to be Tameh. Rabbi Shimon Metahir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not true. Remember, Rabbi Shimon also was Metahir in the previous mission when it came to an animal. So the same thing is true over here. Rabbi Shimon says, no, in fact, even a kezias basar that separates from a separates from a mace. No, rather Rabbi Shimon holds that what does mitayr mean? Obviously, a kezias basar that separates minha mace is going to be tame. Now we said it right the first time. Rabbi Shimon holds there's no difference between if you have an aver that's taken off, cut off from a live person, and an aver that's cut off from a dead person. Which means the same way we said that when it comes to, if you separate it from the limb of a live person, it's tahor, a basar that's removed from that. So too, and any basar that's removed from a severed limb of a body that died is also going to be tahor. So whereas Rabbi Meir says that there's a difference between Aver Menachai and Aver Menames, in what way? Are they both tameh? No, an Aver, from the human being. No, an Aver Manameis, if you remove Basar, it's Tamei. But an Aver Manachai, the Basar is Tor. Says Rabbi Shimon, it's not true. The Aver Manameis, and Aver Manachai, even Aver Manameis, if the Aver itself is Tamei. But if you remove a piece of Basar from that, Rabbi Shimon, once again, Rabbi Shimon says, there's no difference between an Aver Manameis and an Aver Manachai. If you remove, the same way if you remove a piece of basar from an Aver Menachai, it's Tahor. If you remove a piece of basar from an Aver Menames, it's also going to be Tahor. The Aver itself is Tameh, but removing basar, according to Rabbi Shimon, is always going to be Tahor.